It's 19-2 here in beautiful Sitka, Alaska. Some reports say it's the largest city in America as far as land area goes. Some reports say it's the second largest. I don't know which one to believe. And both reports are on the same page from the city of Sitka, so that doesn't make any sense at all. Ball in now, and the Foxes have it, and a quick jump shot is put up by Hammonds. It's missed, and Colton Belisle comes down with the rebound. He's struggling to stay with the basketball, gets it over to Danny Brady, and Danny's going to work the ball up the court, crosses over half court, and he picks up his dribble, gets it over to Colton. Colton has a little bit of trouble with the pass, but corrals it, tries to work off a pick, but the pick wasn't really there. Danny Brady now has it on the left-hand side and gets it up top to Ackerman. Ackerman, he's got to go off for Skagway to have a chance in this game. Ackerman's got to get his scoring together. Gets it over to Brady. Brady back up top to Belisle, and we're going to reset the offense here for Skagway Panthers. Belisle looking to use a pick. Potentially, we're not sure. They're just kind of hanging out right now, and the pick just isn't there. Michael Cook not able to set that pick effectively. He's going to try again, but Belisle gets by it, gets by a secondary pick from Danny Brady, gets it over in the corner to Wyatt. Wyatt Belisle gets it into the elbow area to Brady. Brady over to Cook. Cook with a jump shot. No good. Rebound comes down into the hands of Hammonds for Gus Davis. And now Christofferson brings the ball over half court. And they're going to work it around the perimeter a little bit. Danny Brady, that zone, that 2-3 zone that Skagway plays. Danny Brady's out pressuring the ball up top. Noah Ewing has the ball, and Danny Brady's pressure causes a turnover. Ewing is called for the travel. He doesn't like the call. He's smiling about it, but you can tell that that's an ironic smile. He didn't really like that call a whole lot. He didn't think he traveled, but the official sure did, and he was right on top of it. When the calls go against the opposition, that's a good call. And Colton Belisle comes into the forecourt, and he traveled. The official almost didn't call it, but yeah. He went to establish a pivot foot, and it slid about 6 inches. So that's going to be a travel time and time again. 6:26 to go in the half. 19-2 the score. Gus Davis up over Skagway. And a quick drive into the lane by Patrick. Patrick shot no good. Rebound fought for, pulled down by Jordan Wagner. And his layup opportunity is good, making the score 21-2. Gus Davis up over Skagway. Colton Belisle brings the ball up over the half court. Stripe gets it over on the left-hand side to Ackerman. And Ackerman wants to go off of a pick from Cook. Gets it over to Danny Brady. He's up at the top of the key. Danny Brady picks up his dribble. He's kind of stuck up there, tries to get over to Ackerman, but he moved. He had his pivot foot established, but he pivoted on his heel, which is a travel, and that is a turnover. So ball back over to the Foxes. Jonah Patrick with the ball up at the top of the key now for Gus Davis. Gets it over on the right-hand side. Christofferson back over to Patrick. His shot no good, and it's out of bounds. Off of the rebound, it's going to be Skagway basketball with 5:37 to go, 21-2 the score. The first substitution, the first and only substitution that's available in the game today. Nick Cunot is in the game for Gus Davis, number 23. He's a senior at 5'10" tall. Into the game for Gus Davis. Oh, give and go opportunity, unable to be corralled. That was Colton Belisle. He just got tied up on the floor, and it's going to be Skagway basketball. Quickly, the ball gets into Danny Brady. Danny Brady works it down into the interior, wants to work it out to Ackerman instead, works it out into the hands of Jordan Wagner, who brings it up the length of the court, turns the ball over almost, but the Foxes retain possession, and ball gets back into the hands of Wagner, and Wagner is the dominant player on the court so far today. Wagner is listed at 6'2" tall as a junior player. He is dominating Skagway on the interior and with his ball handling abilities. So Skagway's going to have to find an answer to Wagner if they're going to come back in this game. 5:10 to go. Wagner's at the line now. He's going to shoot two. First shot up, no good. That's a way to stop him, put him on the free throw line. He's yet to make a free throw today. 21-2 the score. Early in the game. Second shot up, and it is good. Wagner, he listened to what I was saying. He said, oh, yeah, I'll show you, buddy. And now Skagway is going to inbound the basketball. Colton Belisle has it. 22-2. Deuce is wild up on the scoreboard. Colton Belisle has it on the left-hand side. Gets it up to the top of the key to Danny Brady. Danny's looking to drive. Gets himself into a shooting position. Instead of shooting, he tries to pass it. It turns it over instead. Length of the court dribble drive from Patrick. No good on his shot. Rebound corralled and put back up and in by Noah Ewing, the other big contributor for Gus Davis. And that's another bucket, 24-2 now. Colton Belisle wants to work it on the right-hand side. Has an open Wyatt. Belisle down low. Doesn't see him. Gets it over instead to Danny Brady. Wyatt works into the soft area there on the right side. Gets up a shot and puts it in for two. Wyatt Belisle with that little one-handed hook shot. And he limps his way back up on defense. Nice shot by Wyatt Belisle. And they found the open man. And it worked for Skagway. Nice. Quick shot up by Christofferson off the top of the key. Rebound in and out of Wyatt Belisle's hands. And over it goes to Jordan Wagner for the putback. And that's two more. So 26-4. When Skagway scores, Gus Davis comes right back and scores again on them. Ackerman now with the ball, looking to get that give-and-go opportunity with Colton Belisle, but passes it off of Jordan's knee. And then Colton Belisle takes a strong drive to the hoop, blocked out of bounds by Jonah Patrick. And that's going to be Skagway basketball. Beautiful gymnasium here in Skagway at the home of Mount Edgecombe School. Absolutely cool, old school, stands on both sides of the gym. You got two courts inside the gym and a weight room inside a fenced-in area. It's a beautiful facility. And as I mentioned, old school, nice wooden floor for the tournament. Danny Brady has the ball for Skagway up at the free throw line, gets it out. Top of the key to Colton Belisle. He's kind of working it. Over on the left-hand side, it goes to Ackerman. Ackerman gets to the top of the key to Brady. Brady kind of goes through his hands, but he corrals it. Has the ball up at the top of the keys, kind of fiddling and diddling a little bit, wants to maybe work off of a pick instead, picks up his dribble, tries to pass it over to Cook, turns the ball over. Ball goes into the hands of Ewing. Ewing, full court pass to Christofferson, and his layup is good. That's another bucket for Gus Davis. Okay, we're having a hard time inbounding the ball against a little bit of pressure from Gus Davis. Gus Davis feeling pretty confident. A lot of smiles on the Gus Davis face here this morning as the score is 28-4 and another turnover by Skagway. And that's going to lead to more smiles for Gus Davis. We got a travel on the court. No, they're going to call a foul against Danny Brady. And it looked like maybe there was a foul. Or I'm sorry, maybe there was a travel that was going to be called. But no, instead it was a foul. Gus Davis to inbound and a quick shot put up by Patrick is good. Going to be 30-4 now with 2:44 left to go in the half. Colton Belisle for Skagway is going to bring the ball up over the half-court stripe. He's in that half-court circle. Wants to work off a pick. Mike Cook's got to set that pick. It doesn't really happen. He gets it instead over on the wing to Ackerman. Ackerman gets it to Brady. Brady drives into the lane, kicks back out, and Colton Belisle has another jump shot. A high arcing jumper is good for Colton Belisle. And the inbound pressure from Skagway is broken quickly and easily by Gus Davis, except they do throw the ball out of bounds. Gus Davis trying to break that pressure with a long pass, unable to catch it, and that's ball out of bounds. It's going to be Skagway basketball, and we got a timeout on the court with 2 minutes and 14 seconds to go. Coach Kent Fielding for Skagway calls a timeout. His players are looking a little winded out there. They need a breather and some water. Micah Cook's over at the water cooler. Danny Brady's got his own. And Wyatt is, you know, he's putting in a game performance so far today. He's got himself a bucket with that 8-foot jump shot from the right side, that little, well, almost a baby hook. So, you know, Skagway's coming along a little bit offensively with 6 points here in the first half. 2:14 to go in the half. But they've had a lot of open looks. And this is something that Coach Ken Fielding has been working on, getting the open looks for his players now. And all they got to do is start sinking them, right? That's the next goal. They got to start sinking them. And they also have to start stopping the Foxes defensively. Gus Davis Foxes are just dominating them offensively. You know, they get the ball into point-blank range time and time again against Skagway, and it's just been one bucket after the next. For an undermanned Gus Davis Fox's team. Just six players, but, you know, they've got a sub. So unlike Skagway, they're able to get a little bit of rest for each of their players. Skagway, the only time they can rest is when they're at the free throw line or when Coach Kent Fielding calls a timeout. So we're about to get set here for the finale of the first half. The girls, if you're tuning in to listen to the girls, that's going to be 3:15 this afternoon. The girls will play. The Skagway girls, anyway, will play Yucca Tat here at 3:15 this afternoon. Colton Belisle with the ball for Skagway. Gets it up into the forecourt to Micah Cook over to Ackerman. Ackerman wants to work it down low. It's tipped. The pass is tipped, and it's out of bounds. And it's going to remain Skagway basketball. Big out-of-bounds area, though, so sometimes the kids have to run quite a ways to corral a missed pass. It's a raised floor here in Sitka, so that's pretty interesting. Some of the kids are a little intimidated by that raised floor. What if they're going out-of-bounds to try and get the ball? They worry that they're going to have some sort of injury possibility, but there's plenty of space. And it's not the first raised court facility in the world. There's a Skagway turnover, and the ball goes to the Gus Davis Foxes. Gus Davis working it into the forecourt. Christofferson gets it over to Patrick. Patrick shot, no good. Danny Brady are there for the rebound. Gets it over to his point guard, Colton Belisle. Colton Belisle is going to work on Jonah Patrick. Gets it up to Danny Brady. Crosses over the half-court line. Now Brady has it up toward the top of the key area, and he wants to work it over to the left to Colton. Colton's going to work it back over to the right-hand side, just kind of waiting for something to happen. Skagway, not a whole lot of movement on offense. A couple of V-cuts on the wing. They're looking to get a... Oh, it was... They're looking to get the give and go, but the pass was missed by Colton, but ends up in the hands of Wyatt. His shot, no good. And then Ackerman now gets the ball, puts up a shot, no good. And there's a scrum for the ball on the floor. The only body on the floor was Danny Brady, but the ball comes to the Foxes, and length of the court lay-in is good by Jordan Wagner from Gus Davis, 32-6. Now the score with under a minute to go in the first half, and Colton Belisle has it on the right-hand side. He's working against Jonah Patrick. Now the ball gets back up to the top of the key over to Ackerman. Ackerman tries to pass it over to Colton Belisle, completely telegraphed that pass. Jonah Patrick stepped in, stole it, went the length of the court, laid it in. Two more for Gus Davis, 34-6. Now is the score. About 30 seconds to go in the half, and Colton Belisle brings it over the half-court area. He's in that circle area, picks up his dribble, gets it over on the right-hand side to Danny Brady. Danny Brady wants to get it back to Colton, but throws the ball away instead. You got to watch where you're passing it against this Gus Davis team. They got quick hands, and the ball gets quickly down low to Jonah Patrick, and he lays it up. No good. Rebound comes down to Wyatt Belisle. He gets it over to Colton. He's got 5 seconds, so he's got to work quickly, and I don't think he really knows that that's how much time he's got left on the clock. And that's it. That's the buzzer that says halftime has arrived. 34-6 is the score from Mount Edgecombe High in Sitka, Alaska, the B.J. McGillis Gymnasium. Skagway is down significantly here to Gus Davis. Now, as Skagway goes ahead, and comes back and wins this game, they'll play again tonight at 8:30. If things continue the way they did in the first half, Skagway's going to wait till tomorrow morning. Same bat time, same bat channel here at 8:15.